Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture, and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
Fox News, I'm Sue Guzman. Anti-Israel protesters at Columbia University facing an imminent deadline to dismantle their tent city on the school's campus. This as the university tells organizers they'll call in the National Guard and NYPD to remove the encampment. This Jewish student at Barnard College, part of Columbia University, says she does not feel safe on campus.
Columbia University students are saying, "We are Hamas. I cannot feel safe to be on campus when this is the case." But unfortunately, after the past 6 months and the rhetoric on campus, it doesn't surprise me.
Similar protest on the West Coast. Dozens of protesters barricading themselves on the campus of Cal Poly Humboldt. And the Senate passes a $98 billion foreign aid package for Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan. President Biden has it this morning, expected to sign it. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a three-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
Listen to this newscast ad-free on Amazon Music with your Prime membership or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.